Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening. How was your day? It was okay? Yeah. Good. Right, we have been discussing Hilchas Hadlokas Haneir, and we mentioned yesterday the Rama. And the Rama says that the lady who forgets, she gets punished. Knas. And the punishment is? She has to add another one. Mishneh Berurah is now going to address the question, what's the halacha if she was an oines? She was negligent, a mishap, a genuine mishap. And the example that the Mishneh Berurah brings is that she was actually sent to prison. She was in prison. So now, she was in prison and she couldn't light. What's the halacha then? Does she still need to add an additional... Does she add an extra light in future or not? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows: Sivkotten Zayin. Shloisha Neirois. You have to add the third one. Meire, it's talking about Shloisha Regila B'Shlem. If she always lights two and she forgets, she needs to add a third. V'Moisha Regila Metchila B'Shloisha. If she always lit three, she needs to add the fourth one from now onwards. What if she forgets numerous times? She always needs to add another. Very forgetful young lady needs to top it up. Every time she forgets, she needs to top up another one. And everything is a knas. Whenever she forgets one, she needs to add another one. We're on page 70, 1, 2, 3, 4th line in Mishneh Berurah. Kidei shiti zira b'chvoyt Shabbos. Now, the rationale of this punishment is that if she lights and she forgets, excuse me, if she doesn't light, she forgets to light, we want to ensure that in future she's going to remember. She forgets. How could she forget to light Shabbos candles? How could she forget? So, okay, listen here. If we give you a punishment, we call it nowadays instead of punishment, the education world likes the expression a natural consequence. Sounds a lot better. A natural consequence of her not lighting not lighting the candle means she has to add another one. And that hopefully will ensure that she'll remember next time. In order that she's going to be ensuring the honor of Shabbos in future. Valken, therefore, imnan savaloidlik, if she was an oinus. She couldn't light. She just physically couldn't go into that asurim. I don't know how women end up in prison, but yes, she ends up in prison. Nice Yiddish lady ending up in prison. Pardon? In those days. Nowadays, unlikely. Yeah, okay. Moshe Feingold says that Yiddish ladies don't end up in prison nowadays. When she was imprisoned and she couldn't lie, ain't no chalois if she doesn't have to add. So she doesn't have to add if she was an oynes. Kosa Eli Rabba says, "If Isha Aniya Yish Lehakel B'Shacha, if she's a very poor lady who may be lenient if she forgot, she tells if Kol Miyam Me'at Shem Benaya." Mishneh Berurah says, "If she's a very particularly poor lady and she didn't light, she can't afford a third light every third candle every Shabbos. Listen to that poverty that Mishneh Berurah is referring to. So she doesn't have to light an extra candle, but she could just add a little bit of extra oil." She could just add a bit of wax or add a bit of oil, and that will do. So I want to address two points in this Mishneh Berurah. One point is in a halachic shaila, which I've been asked, and it's probably the most common scenario of the application of this Mishneh Berurah. What if she, I think I mentioned it yesterday, if she goes as a little rest, it's a long Friday, she's finished, or long week rather, she's finished, and she's going for a little rest. And she, just before Hadlokas Neiros, she thinks after 5-10 minutes, she'll go downstairs and she'll light. And she oversleeps. And, oops, it's Shabbos already, and now Neshaila is, does she need to add, it's too late, she can't light anymore. Do you need to add an extra candle, yes or no? Yes?
To go to sleep.
Yeah. What do you tie them? Everybody agrees to that? She's noiness. You could argue she's noiness. She's sleeping. Pusha. Negligence. Right. So the poskim do agree, and they say that yes, she is. It's considered a pshia. If you just go lie down, it's too likely. It's most natural. Naturally, if a person goes to He's not, you can't assume for sure you're going to wake up after 5 minutes. Although it is true that Moshe Feinstein, however late he went to sleep, even after chasnas, when he got back at 1, 2 o'clock, he would always wake up at exactly 5 o'clock in the morning. He'd never use an alarm clock and he never overslept. How is that? He never overslept, always, because he had a stretch of a few hours learning before Shachris. And however late he went to bed, he would wake up without an alarm clock. Unbelievable. And he said that it's just natural in him. So anyway, but most people are not like Moshe Feinstein. If you go and have rest for 5 minutes, you're not humble and confident that it's good. Therefore, it's a pshia. Unless you put an alarm clock, or she asks somebody to wake her, something like that, then you could argue that she's an onus, and she does not need to ask an extra light. But otherwise she'd have to add an extra light. Now, a shaila that the poskim discussed also is, imagine, it's a slight different question, but it's applied in this Mishnah Berurah. You know, there's various candles, various sizes of candles? Yeah. So is a woman allowed to use the extra large ones, candles? And then 1 week she decides it's just too much. Let's down change it and downgrade it, and she buys the smaller ones. Is one allowed to do the yes or no, or is there any halachic shaila in that? Is there any problems in downgrading the candles, or is there any issues with it?
I know that we don't always put the same amount of oil into the glass.
Oh, interesting. So would that be a problem as well? If you've got a certain amount of oil, and you decrease the amount of oil. So I want to tell you that the Mishnah Berurah is meduyik here, the poskim, the contemporary poskim, Amadaik, our Mishnah Berurah over here, that yes, this is a problem. Yes, it's a problem. Because Mishnah Berurah says, what about the poor lady? She can't afford anything. What do we say? That she doesn't have to add an extra lap, but what should she do? Add more oil. So you see that it's significant how much oil she has. Just like it's considered a significant addition, the fact that you have extra oil, so similarly also the fact that you're taking oil away, that is considered as you've subtracted something significant. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to. Obviously, if it's always within the same range, a little bit more, a little less, it's not a substantial amount. If it was within, there's a certain, margin that you always have, then it's fine. Because that's included in the regular, that's the margin. Drop more, drop less, that's within the margin. But I'm talking about a substantial change.
So, very often, it's not the lady who's going to be preparing the...
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
but she has to ensure that what she lights is... You're right, the minhag is that the husbands prepare for her hadlaka. That is an ancient minhag. That the husbands enable her to light. But she has to ultimately, the responsibility is on her.
But she's got, 20 seconds before she needs to light, and she does light, but she doesn't have time.
So what are you saying, that if it's not not so significant...
It's not always in her hands. In her hands. She can start messing around with the candles when she's in a...
Yeah, okay, so therefore what are you saying? Therefore?
So it's not if you want to say it's a geder of Shavua or
Neder,
I'm saying it's not hers, it's like whatever the husband's...
Yeah, okay, ultimately she's fulfilling the mitzvah. So I suppose it's like always, the one who's mekayim the mitzvah ultimately has got the... a certain ownership in it, a certain responsibility in it. Although we're going to see soon that it's not so poshut. You know, let us see if Gimon, and I think we're going to be explaining that. Yeah. Yeah. And he said that's not a problem. Yeah, Levi said the minig is to make it. I saw it. I think that people are not makpid on that. No. I'm referring to... So he says that would be okay. Because when you have a set amount... in the summer and a set amount in the winter is different, that's fine. I'm not referring to that. I'm saying you decide to downgrade for good. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Steve Base. Echad Anoshim, that's interesting. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is not going to tell us exactly who is actually obligated in the mitzvah. Is it the man? Is it the lady? Who is obligated in the mitzvah? Whose mitzvah is it, Lokas Neya? Whose mitzvah is it, really?
Woman.
Says the Shulchan Aruch. Echad Anoshim, whether the men, Echad Anoshim, whether the ladies. There must be in the houses a neir doluk, a lit candle, b'shabbos on Shabbos. So the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch is very, very interesting. It is the obligation upon the men and upon the ladies that there is a lit candle in the houses. Do you notice the passive grammatical a house needs to have a lit candle in it. So it is to ensure that the husband, the man or the woman have to ensure that there is a lit candle in the house.
What happens if they're going out for dinner?
Will be discussed, Be'ezer Hashem. Absolutely.
You shouldn't have a lit candle in the house.
Absolutely. So to be discussed how you do that. We had this whole lachs will be discussed. Will be discussed in Mitzvah Shem. V'afilu ein l'mayoy chal shulchan, says even if he's a poor man, he has got nothing to eat. He's poor. Poor man! No food on the Shabbos. Shoel al ha'psochim, he should knock on people's doors and ask and stock him money. V'lekeach shemen, he should ask for oil, v'matlik esaner, and light the candle. Shezeh bechlal onik Shabbos, because that's part of the onik Shabbos. Rabbi said, the Mephoshim say that, who has to collect money for oil for is that on her or on him?
On him.
On him? On him? On her? Him. Absolutely. So that the Mephoshim, the post can say that when it comes to financial, if you're in financial difficulty, it's on the husband to sort it out. It's on him to sort it out. And she doesn't have to, she will never, under any circumstances, have to go knock around doors and ask for money, borrow money. And that's on him. That's his obligation to do. Although it's her mitzvah to some extent, as we're going to see later. To some extent, it's her mitzvah, but nevertheless, if you have to sort it out financially, it's on him to sort it out, to sort out the mess. Yeah.
Can the child light the candle?
So let's see a bit more about this. Okay, valid point. Very, very valid point. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that. Eina kavana, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Kotten Tess. It is not the intention. We're not talking about if he has got nothing to eat at all. In that such a case, you have to go collecting in order liknois lechem leShabbos. First thing is you need to have bread for Shabbos. Chalas for Shabbos, bread is a top thing. You have to ensure that. That's the first thing you have to do. So we're not talking about that. The kaim b'zeh mitzvahs kiddush, and you're going to fulfill mitzvahs kiddush gam ha'ikas siddus Shabbos. We haven't spoken about mitzvah of gimel sudas yet. But it's over top priority that you've got Gimel Sudas and you've got Chalas, top priority. So now, if a person's got no money whatsoever, top priority, get yourself, borrow some £5 and ask for the stock of money. And first thing you're going to do is get some Chalas. By the way, you can make Kiddush on those Chalas. Pinyon, right? You can make Kiddush on Chalas, if needed. First thing you do. So we can't make Kiddush on Shabbos. Ela Kavono, so that's not what we're talking about. Akavono she'elo leichol mishel atzmoy. No, but if he's got he hasn't got his own food, but his food. Shemispanis mekupas at stocker. He's got stocker people who bring food. Here's some food is sorted. Some stocker food is organized. He hasn't got his own money, but every Friday there's a delivery of Shabbos food. Then afilo chetzuch lishtad lasti gam kenele Shabbos. So that's very nice and very good. Gosh nishkoch, much appreciated. The time Shabbos is delivered on Fridays, but he still needs to go collecting. Why does he need to collecting? He needs to collect for Ner Shabbos. So food is sorted, but you still need Ner Shabbos. If you got a little bit of money, mitzvahs lechem v'sudas Shabbos kodim l'kol. First comes bread, or in other words, chalas, and then comes hatlokas ner after that. V'ner Shabbos kodim likach m'sham ha'cholim. Daf sh'sham ha'cholim v'osu gam ken b'chlal onik Shabbos mikol mokum ner od if yoytzim mishum sholim ba'ez kedi kamon. So Mishnah Berurah says that if you've got chalas, then after that you've got to ensure you've got Shabbos candles. What if you haven't got fish yet? You haven't got your cholent, you haven't got your kegel, that comes after that. So again, top priority is chalas. Second priority is candles. And third priority is sudas, geschmack, cholent, kegel, that comes after that. That comes third. Yeah, now, Siv Gimel, Rabbi, say we move on. Hanoshim, Muzoros, Boy Yoisa. What about the women? So the women are more obligated. Muzoros, Boy Yoisa. Women have more obligation in this mitzvah than men. Why? Mipnei shemitzuyis b'vayis, they are found in the houses. Ve'oiskois betzorki ha'bayis, and they are busy with household matters. Household matters is in their hands. So, two reasons. First reason is, they're more often in the houses. Second is because they are, the oiskois betzorki ha'bayis, they are busy with household matters. And therefore, they've got more obligation. What does that mean, they've got more obligation? How do you define more obligation? What does that mean, more obligation?
Who,
pardon?
More rights
to do it. That's very interesting because that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how do you define more obligated? Very impressive, Moshe. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Hanoshim uzos. Afilim yirtza abal adlik batzmo. You've got this very bossy husband. He says, excuse me, I'm doing this. You know, you can do something. You keep you. I want to light the Shabbos candles. Shulchan Aruch says he can do that with many mitzvahs. He can do it with many mitzvahs, but he can't do it with Mitzvot Asneh. If they fight, I want to do it. No, I want to do it. No, I want to do it. Remember that it's for Shalom Bayis, Mitzvot Asneh. Yeah. So he says, no, I want to do it. No, I want to do it. So then the halacha is that he is not entitled. He hasn't got the rights to take it away from her, and she may light. Not look, isn't it? She's allowed to do it. V'afilim yirtza ba'al la'atling v'atzman, her isha kadem is the woman is first. Im lo isha isha ha'po ne'eroiz, yochel gam ke la'atling. If you're lighting 10, 36, 48, if you're lighting more than the bare minimum, then she can light maybe zocha v'shova, and he does the rest. That's okay. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah. I think we mentioned yesterday, she will let us, if she had a baby, b'shabas rishon ha'matlika ba'al mevorech. When she gave birth, the first Shabbos after birth, he lights. Even if she's in Menidusa, she's also allowed to make a bracha. Now, the point that he says over here, about after birth, the husband makes a bracha. Now, historically, the way it worked, so I understand from the Mefarshim, was that in previous generations, in our grandmother's generations, Rabbosai, great-grandmother's generations, then the way it worked was that they used to be in, after birth, they were in bed, very literally in bed, for a week or two. Very, very literally. It was only like after a week or two that they actually moved out of the bedroom, and it took another week or two until they actually left the houses. Nowadays it's very different. But in previous events, you're kicked out of hospital on that very day, and it's very different. But previously, it used to be like that. I remember my grandmother telling me, it used to be for a long time, it used to be literally, and you see that from the Mefarsh, from the Poskim as well, you see how they speak about the Yoledes, and they speak about the Cheda Yoledes, and they speak about, they literally didn't leave the room. Why it changed, and whatever, it's not for now, but it's definitely something. So it was absolutely the minhag, it was more than a minhag, it was an accepted thing, that on that first Shabbos, you wouldn't find the young mother going downstairs, or going to store to light Shabbos candles, because she would be in her room. That's what you're going to find. And the mum with a new baby, you wouldn't find her anywhere else. So the minhag was, that since she's not going to light, forget it. So it's going to be him lighting. And he lit. So this is some claim. Who mentioned it yesterday? Somebody mentioned it yesterday. That's why some people claim. I heard this from a Satmar Chosid once. One of Shtikla Bokim in Hogim. He told me that he thinks that on the first Shabbos after birth, in some places, women didn't light at all. They didn't light, and that's why you always add by another baby, you add an extra candle. I don't know if it's true. I doubt that it's the universal. So it was like Melechat Chiled used to not light, and then it was. I wouldn't have heard it from a book in Minhagim. I wouldn't have believed it. But he said that he thinks that there is a bit of a curse for that. So the first Shabbos they wouldn't light at all. It would be because the minhag is that you don't light Shabbos after birth, and then afterwards the following weeks you add an extra light. I like more than Halachov. Every child is a licht, is a light. And he's going to light up the world, and that's why the minhag is maybe to add an extra, not because of the knas. But the Mishnah Berurah says, we are against all this. Mishnah Berurah clearly says that when it's Yoledes, Shitaka doesn't light. It didn't occur to the Mishnah Berurah that she would light. It didn't occur to the Mishnah Berurah that on the first Shabbos after birth, the young mother would light. That wouldn't occur to the Mishnah Berurah. But it did say that she can't light, so who's going to light? Husband is going to light. What happens nowadays, 2017? And how they light. I think they light, yeah. Nowadays they light. But it's just, it's one of those very nice places where you see that the Mishnah Berurah, to what extent our society has changed and things have changed. Because it doesn't occur to Mishnah Berurah that she lights. That's it. And we can bracha. Now, why is it like a woman's right to light? Pardon, she? Why is it a woman's right? Why is it a woman's right? Okay, I hate the thesis. Yeah. Pardon? Chav extinguished in the Eir Shel Olam. Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah, Esef Kap, New Beis Rabbi Isai. Yud Aleph. Anoshim Uzoros, excuse me, Yud Beis. Mipnei Shem Mitzvus, V'oit Tam. So, Shulchan Aruch's Tam, let us not forget. Shulchan Aruch's reason is, Tvashan Ali is very simple, because she, it's household is her thing. House is her thing. She's got the household, she's in charge of the household. The Gashmi is in the house, that's in the hands of the mother. She has to light up the house, she has to make up the Gishmak Matzav in the house, she has to make it pleasant, she has to make it Gishmak, and that is the woman's task. And therefore she's going to light, she's also going to do that Lokas Neiris. Now, Mishnah Berurah says another reason, besides the very practical reason, Mishnah Berurah says, V'oitam v'shikofso neiroi shel oilam. She extinguished, as you're suggesting, the light of the world. She go mamisa le'adam harishon, if not for the mishap a few years ago, if they were for that mishap, things would have looked quite different nowadays. But extinguished, because that is, she brought about Misa, sorry to break the news, but she brought Misa in the world. So in order to rectify that mishap of extinguishing the light of the world, then she's now rectifying it by every single Shabbos adding extra light in the world. Now there must be a nice maral to explain this, or a bit chagutna, I can imagine it's gonna stick on it, I'm just guessing. But it sounds like something to think about, like, well, what exactly the parallel is. That's the ancient minhag. He brings it from Ksovim, so it's not like it's a little bit Kabbalah, that the husband should prepare the candles for, the husband's duty is, the husband's opportunity, privilege is to prepare the candles for her. I was wondering what the reason for such a minhag could be. What's the reason for that minhag? Why is it the husband prepares the candles for her? It's definitely, there's a practical element, but why does he need to do that? She can do it herself. Why is the menek that?
I don't see why, because the husband will come home late from work on a Friday.
And he hasn't got time to prepare it.
Yeah,
I hear that. So from the practical perspective, might not be always so easy. Absolutely. I want to tell you what I think. Generally, he was part of the, that's a nice svara. He was part of the crime. He was part of the crime, so let him sort himself out a bit as well. I hear that svara. I want to suggest something else. And my suggestion is as follows, that generally the woman is, as the Gemara says, they are really supporting us by looking after the household, by doing all the household tasks. They are supporting us to learn to be mefarnes the family, to look up, they're looking after us to a very large extent. Now, that there's a mitzvah which is on her, on them, we want to show them we are supporting you, you're supporting us, we are supporting you for your mitzvahs. To show that we are supporting them for their mitzvahs. Like a parallel kind of cooperation on both directions. And that's maybe why the minhag is, Yisakin Aneiros, then we call Ish Misakin Aneiros. Right, now, Shulchan Aruch continues, what happens if a person doesn't have enough sufficient money, not for candles and not for Kiddush wine? What does he do? Hey, if you haven't got money for Kiddush wine and candles, what comes first?
Candles, you said before that you can make...
I was referring... you can make Kiddush and Chalas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, Him any other masagis liknos le'er Shabbos v'kiddush hayoyim, if you haven't got sufficient money for candles and wine, ne'er Shabbos koitim, the candle comes first. And the Mishnah Berurah asks a question over here, he says, how can it be? Hadlokas ne'er is the rest of the Rabbonon. Rabbonon. What about Kiddush? The rest of the Rabbonon. The rice, absolutely. So it doesn't make sense. Why does Shulchan Aruch say that you have to, if you've got only £5, you should use the £5 for the Ne'er? It's only the Rabbonon. Kiddush is the rice.
Surely the rice is the words.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkot Nyud Gimel, Ne'er Shabbos Koitiv, forgot the Kiddush the rice. Although Kiddush is the rice, and surely you would have argued that it's first, but no. Mikol makom nevertheless, alayayin de rabbonon. The fact that you say alayayin, the wine element of Kiddush, that's merely mit de rabbonon. Of course, Kiddush, to say, to verbalize the words, that's mit de reise, to make a Kiddush, to say Kiddush, to be mekal de Shabbos, that's the reise. But to use wine, is only mit de rabbonon. The minatur yoitze betfila, k'mo shalikos v'sim reish ein alef, v'oit doyoch ha'lekadosh ha'pas. Rabbi said, this is not so posh, it's slightly controversial, this Mishnah Berurah. Not everybody agrees to that. That's going to be a geshmaka discussion, sim reish ein alef. But the Mishnah holds that yes, your yoytze the reise mitzvahs kiddush by shmein eser. I'll tell you, there's an intrinsic difficulty with that. I'm going to just throw it in now without answering it. What's the difficulty? What if you are saying, if you're making kiddush by shmein eser? Good, that's a bialacha, very good. Leave this out, it's all, it's true. I'm trying to... Oh, very good. So, it's a mamash, a massive problem. Rabbi Feingold says that if you are assuming like this Mishnah Berurah that we're seeing now, that you're fulfilling the deraisa by Kiddush, of Kiddush, by Shemana Esa, so you have already the Torah obligation, you're already you're pot already. You're on the Rabbana level. Yes. Correct? What about you Choshev Rebetzin when you get home? She's still on the deraisa level. You can't be Moitzia. You can't be moitzi. The rabbanon can never be moitzi in the reise. So if it's true that you are yoitzi the mitzvah of kiddush by shmeina eser, so you're on the rabbanon level, you still need to do aliyah, but that's the rabbanon. So you rabbitzin who probably didn't daven shmeina eser, she may or you may not, but assuming she didn't, so she's going to be on the reise level still, and the rabbanon can't be moitzi. She'll have to ask your rabbitzin to be moitzi you for kiddush. So the answer is it's not poshut. It's really not poshut. It's not poshut. So, but I'm just saying that this Mishnah was a bit controversial. Nobody agrees to that. Some, yeah. V'oid, the yochel kaddish al hapasin is generally speaking, anyway, the fact that you're using wine is not essential because you can always use chalas for kiddush. It's not so common, but I saw it sorry to bother you with old fashioned zachen again, but I saw, of course, my great grandfather Sid, it was very interesting. And I saw afterwards in many older prints of machsoirim and Sidurim, I saw that by Kiddush, the way we've got Kiddush printed on Friday night, we've got Kiddush, Baruchat Hashem, Boir Pri HaGofen, right? So I saw in all the editions of Sidurim, I saw that it was, instead of Boir Pri HaGofen, it says on the side, Im Evorech, Im Mekaddish Ala Pas, and it says, Am Yotzi Lechem Min Oretz. And you'd only do that if it was relevant, right? You wouldn't do that unless it's relevant. So it just showed to me, this interesting, I see the printer nowadays, 2017, I doubt that they've got next to the Boir Pri HaGofen. I never checked, but I doubt that it says next to Im Mekaddish Ala Pas. If you are sanctifying the Shabbos with the thing, you wouldn't say that. But in previous generations, it looked like it was a real thing that there was not enough wine in the house. You can make kiddush on chalas, and that's, you could see that it was mamash. It's next to the other. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, we just summarize briefly what we discussed. We first spoke about the oynes lady that was, she was nenas and she didn't manage to light Shabbos candles. We say, if it's an oynes, a genuine oynes, she does not have a knas, she doesn't have to add an extra light. If it's negligence, for all her future years, she will have to add an extra light. Mishnah Berurah does say if she's poor, she can just add a bit of extra oil, that's fine as well. We then moved on and we said that in principle, it's Echad Anoshim ve'Echad Anoshim, it's both men and ladies are obligated that there is candles lit on Shabbos in their houses. If there's not enough money, first priority is chalas, second priority is candles, and after that comes Shabbos Suda. Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel taught us that women are obligated more than the men, and that in real terms means that she's got more right than the husband to light it. And in terms of if there's only money for kiddush or for candles, we said that candles comes first because kiddush is only with rabbanon if you want it done shemoneh, and also anyway you can make kiddush ala pas if needed. Good evening, Rabbi Isai.